from KQED.
This week, federal officials plan to release a surge of water from a dam near Fresno and track it as it flows toward a 60-mile stretch of dry riverbed. It's the beginning of an ambitious river restoration project following nearly two decades of legal wrangling between environmentalists and farmers. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca reports.
Chris Acree is grinning as he paddles his wide-bottomed canoe on the San Joaquin River.
Right now, we're paddling up towards Fryant Dam. This section of river is the key area for river restoration for the spawning salmon.
Acree is the director of Revive the San Joaquin, a group trying to restore the river back to its natural state before the Fryant Dam diverted most of the water to farms in the 1940s.
Back then, you just spear salmon because there's so many of them. You just stick your spear in and you pull them out. You know?
A deal between the federal government, environmental groups, and farmers will reawaken parts of this river, now dry and choked with weeds, allowing it to flow uninterrupted to the delta.
I mean, it brings life and water and a clean water corridor. People, I think, underestimate the economies of tourism and recreation and that quality of life that comes with access to a river.
But not everyone embraces the river project. Farmer Cole Upton is watching a tractor plow under one of his corn fields.
We grow a lot of corn for the corn nuts people, the Kraft people. We also grow some for tacos and tortillas that goes down south for processing.
Upton says he's not sure he'll be able to irrigate this cornfield or his almond orchards once more water is diverted to the river. Upton represented farmers in negotiations with the Natural Resources Defense Council and the federal government. He agreed to the restoration at first, but has changed his mind. The plan calls for pumping some replacement water from the delta back to farmers who depend on Fryant Dam. But Upton says lawsuits filed by environmental groups to protect the delta smelt may mean there won't be much water left to recirculate. And he says new science about global warming indicates it's unlikely the plan to restore salmon will even work.
Nobody's against reestablishing the river, establishing a fishery. We can have what's called a warm water fishery. It's just not going to have salmon in it. Salmon requires the coldest water and the most water.
Cost estimates to restore the San Joaquin River range from $300 million to over $1 billion, paid for by the federal government, farmers, and California taxpayers. The final price tag depends on what scientists learn from initial water releases starting this week. They'll be watching carefully to see just which sections of the river need widening or rechanneling. They plan to reintroduce salmon to the San Joaquin River by 2012. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.